Hello and welcome to my car. I'm in a battered Saab and I'm returning from Blackrock Castle in Cork to my house. And I've just let the iPhone slip, so that was the cause of the mess. I want to just tell you a little bit about a conversation that I had this afternoon in Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork about where is the best place in Cork to bring a family. So, interesting question, I think, because a lot of people will be around Cork and be thinking, let's go into Cork for a day. And somebody else will be saying, well, let's do this, let's do that. So the question is really, where is the best place to go in Cork if you're bringing a family for the day? And I think there are two very obvious candidates for this. And one of them is the place I was this afternoon, Blackrock Castle Observatory. This is an observatory where indeed a family might have a surprisingly good time. They might actually enjoy it and they might come away feeling that they were better educated about the universe in which they live. And this might represent a very good use of holiday time with a fun atmosphere and an education as well. So it's a bit like reading a good book where you enjoy the thriller aspect, but you also come away having learned a lot about forensic science. You actually feel that you've done something worthy in reading a page-turner. So you go to Blackrock Castle, you find out a lot of stuff about science and the universe and evolution and what planets look like and how they behave and black holes and... Anyway, I'm not here to give you an ad for Blackrock Castle, but the other place in Cork that you might want to consider is Fota Island Animal Centre, basically, which is Fota Island, I'm hesitating because I can't quite remember, it isn't called a zoo, but it's a wildlife park, yes, a wildlife park, and this is a place where you can see zebras, where you can see giraffes, where you can see cheetahs. I'm going from memory because I know the place well, and you can see all of these animals very easily. And in fact, a lot more easily than you can see them in Dublin Zoo. In case you're familiar with Dublin Zoo, you can get an awful lot closer to the animals in Fota Wildlife Park. And the question is really, which is it better to bring a family to? The wildlife park or the observatory? And that is a kind of interesting issue. We were discussing, two of us, why would most people give the answer, go to the wildlife park? Because that's actually what probably would happen if you held a little poll at present. Where to go, you'd find Fota is the most loved place. And why is Fota more loved than the observatory? Well, I think it's pretty obvious, really. Fota has existed a lot longer than the observatory, so the observatory hasn't had time to court affection for as long. It's not as well known. On top of that... animals are very, very attractive. People love ducks. People love flamingos. In fact, not everybody loves geese because they shit all over the place and really make it very messy. So there are even people who don't like monkeys, but you can get chimpanzees, the whole lot. So I think it's pretty obvious why the wildlife park is very attractive. Having said that, it also means that, you have a family in which one or two of the children, or maybe even only one of the children, are keen on the sky, the night sky, the planets, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Uranus, Pluto, all those kind of places, or even all the different planets that were discovered during the week. So I think it's a no-brainer why the immediate sexy place is the wildlife park. But that doesn't mean that that's the place to go to, because if you want your children to grow up with a really good love of science. Oh, by the way, I'm going through a place that is the result of precision engineering, the Jack Lynch Tunnel under the River Lee in Cork. Now, this place couldn't have been built without science, engineering, mathematics. So this is the kind of thing that I would associate with the observatory, because all those kind of engineering, science, engineering skills are needed to make the observatory work. And anyway, so look, it is a toss-up. I can see pros and cons of each of these places. And my daughter loves both of them. She's been to Blackrock Castle, and she absolutely loves planets. and she also loves giraffes. So there you are. It's Paul O'Mahony just passing on this little snippet of the afternoon's conversation to you all, handing back, having just gone through the tunnel in Cork. I'm now on the Glanmire side, close to my home. All the best. Cheerio. Bye-bye.